The contact tracing task force, made up of city employees, volunteers, and local college students, will contact and trace those residents who have tested positive. Mayor Raz Baraka says that data is critical to slowing the spread and developing strategies on how to reopen.
If you in fact have it because of your relationship to that person, then we also need to talk to the people who you are around. And so if we can isolate that and separate those people, we begin to help stopping the spread, and we see the numbers go in a different direction than where they're going now, and that obviously will help us make a solid decision about what the time looks like for us to open up.
The city is also in the process of opening 2 additional testing sites for residents, regardless of symptoms or insurance status. Baraka says while many states and cities may be in the process of reopening, Newark is still at war with the virus.
I just came from Cotton Funeral Home. They have over 80 bodies in the building that they have not removed in over weeks that are still in the Cotton Funeral Home today, right now, because they can't get the cemeteries to move quick enough to pull the bodies out and bury them in the cemetery. It's a ridiculous situation, right? So I don't have the luxury to say, hey, let's go play volleyball.
Newark has consistently led the state in COVID-19 cases. The city now has more than 6,000 cases and nearly 500 deaths. In Newark, I'm Alexandra Hill, WBGO News.